we have Joe's core band on the session. We've got Anton Feig on drums, Michael Rhodes on bass, Reese Winans on keyboards, Joe on guitar, and then I've added a second guitar, a Nashville guy, Rob McNally, who I've done a few records with and who just blows me away. He's an astounding guitar player.
It's really predicated on the vocal, which is a lot. All this stuff is predicated on the vocal. We can't cut these tunes without Beth singing. And once she starts singing, it's the glue that inspires us to get the extra 10% out of the playing. Because if we just cut them and then you sang them later, it would not.
It would never work.
The magic wouldn't be there.
No. That's something that too I stopped doing many, many years ago, was trying to track to. The bass gets laid, the drums get laid, and all those layering, and then it's time for you to sing, and it's just, you're not even making music anymore. It's just like, I feel like I'm going to a doctor's office and someone's telling me, okay, it's time to feel something now. And it's like, there's nothing like sitting behind there and being able to see Joe, seeing the drums, seeing the bass, being able to see Kevin, you know, through here, and knowing we're all doing it. I can feel the vibration. It just changes the whole thing.
One of the things I like to do the best is to record with a live band on the floor. And I think I've sort of become more known for that style of work. So I like to get the energy from the band, and I like to get the interaction between the band. These musicians are so good anyway, that a sloppy take for them is like tight. Well, it's as good as
it can be. In the studio, it's like, you could do that so many times, and only in your mind are you going to think it's going to be any better. But that feeling of those first couple takes, and Kevin really gets that. It's like he wrote that idea. It just works the best. But like in the old days, that's how they did it, right? I mean, badass musicians came in, and they had a couple hours to get a whole record done or whatever it is they were doing, and that was it. It was time to go.
Beth and Joe is a unique combination. You know, you have this, it's a vehicle where they can both do some things that they don't do in their solo careers. Joe gets to tackle some different music that he might not, you know, Beth gets to use some of her different voicings that she has.
For me, I'm able to explore a kind of music that I've always admired from afar, but, you know, you don't want to hear me singing Ella Fitzgerald. I mean,
the world be like. I would never do Ella Fitzgerald without being with Joe. It's like the things I get to do with you, I think, were things that I grew up always wanting to do, but never believed that I could.
Beth dug down deep into the Billie Holiday songbook and early Etta James, Aretha, and those songs, and she was really enjoying the way those old records sounded, and she wanted to do some of that because she can do it so well. She's got that voice, she calls it her kitty voice. And I was looking for my joy, got down on my knees, and I was looking for my joy. Maybe the Lord will give me some joy. Maybe the Lord will give me some joy. Joy, Lord, joy, give some joy. I said, Lord, joy. One of these things that Jeff Beck had said to me once that I thought was so wonderful, he said, listen, as soon as you get comfortable, and if you stay there, you're going to just start dying as an artist. And I feel like that's one of the gifts that I've gotten to have working with Joe, is that I'm always uncomfortable. Like, we just did this one song. What is it?
Give it everything you got.
Oh, my God. And they're like, okay, go out and learn this song. And I'm like, all right, babe. So I go out, and I'm trying to get this thing together. And we go in there, and of course the band is smoking as it always is.
Sitting right there. so it works out really great. You know, well, if you can cut a record like that, why wouldn't you? Great vocal performances, great guitar solos, great band takes. You know, it's everyone comes in focused. They're all fantastic musicians. No use holding back. So it's a real cross section, real lot of light and shade on it, and different stuff on there. And it's cool, and I love it. And I think if you don't buy it, you're very foolish.